The Last Kingdom by Bernard Cornwell. Read by Tom Selwood.
Prologue. Northumbria. 866 to 867 AD. My name is Ortrud. I am the son of Ortrud, who was the son of Ortrud, and his father was also called Ortrud. My father's clerk, a priest called Beorca, spelt it Ortrud. I do not know if that was how my father would have written it, for he could neither read nor write, but I can do both. And sometimes I take the old parchments from their wooden chest, and I see the name spelt Ortrud, or Ortrud, or Ogtrud, or Utrud. I look at those parchments, which are deeds saying that Ortrud, son of Ortrud, is the lawful and sole owner of the lands that are carefully marked by stones and by dikes, by oaks and by ash, by marsh and by sea, and I dream of those lands, wave-beaten and wild beneath the wind-driven sky. I dream and know that one day I will take back the land from those who stole it from me. I am an elderman, though I call myself Earl Ortrud, which is the same thing, and the fading parchments are proof of what I own. The law says I own that land, and the law, we are told, is what makes us men under God instead of beasts in the ditch. But the law does not help me take back my land. The law wants compromise. The law thinks money will compensate for loss. The law, above all, fears the blood feud. But I am Ortrud, son of Ortrud, and this is the tale of a blood feud. It is a tale of how I will take from my...